Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hey, Aiden.
What's up? All right, try that.
Welcome back.
There you go.
So much fun. So, how was your week?
My week was good. How was yours?
It was good. It was fun. It was full of, we had a date party. That was fun. What else happened? It was such nice weather. We enjoyed that. I feel like there's a weird echo right now.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm hearing it in these.
What do you mean?
Sorry, we have different headphones going right now, and I'm hearing myself in through another headphone, so I thought there was
something happening. They're crazy. The amount of headphones in here is ridiculous, and half of them work and half of them don't. So yeah, the weather's been great. I think that everybody is kind of sick of schoolwork, though, and thankfully we have,
spring break coming up.
Yes, thankfully next Friday I will be, well, everyone will be going home for spring break.
So next Friday.
Yeah, not this coming Friday, it's next Friday.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And the fact that March is on Wednesday, let me know.
I know, this month flew by and it doesn't even feel like winter. We've just been enjoying the weather, which I have to say has been making it hard to sit down and do work, but everything gets done, so yeah. It's okay.
Okay, Hannah, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start.
Go for it.
So this weekend was Mardi Gras, which is always a big event in New Orleans.
Shout out Chris D'Agostino.
Shout out. My boyfriend was there. But it was kind of full with some really crazy and sad things.
What happened?
Including a drunk driver rammed into two cars and then into a crowd of people at the parade and injured 28 people. Five of them were seriously injured.
Wait, was he drunk?
Yes. And so now he's obviously been taken in to custody and...
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
See, those things are so scary.
25 years old. I know. I was like, the whole
festivals
time,
like,
please
like
be careful. It's just like, I feel like it leads to... In the world we live in today, shootings, truck drivings, overdosing.
Well, it's so fun, I bet, but
yeah,
it's also crazy. Like, you have to be so careful. The amount of people that also, like, tourists that travel there
mm-hmm.
just for Mardi Gras.
Yep, a lot of them are tourists. Wait, let's see.
21 people were hospitalized. Yeah. That's insane. Wow. That is crazy. Okay.
Some of the bystanders who helped care for the injured were emergency responders who were tourists in the town. So, yeah, big accident, really scary. At least no one died, but...
No, but still.
Drunk driving is a serious issue, and people need to be careful.
For sure. Okay, next topic, I'll talk about it. It's just a little bit of a plug. So my mom's best friend, who used to work for her, is one of the main reality stars of a TV show called So Cosmo. It's on Cosmopolitan magazine. And
my favorite magazine.
It's just, it's a reality show on the E! Network on Wednesdays at 9, and it's just basically about the magazine, how it works, how it functions. I actually think it's kind of entertaining. You can tell it's a little staged for sure, but I feel like that's all reality television. But it's great. It's a really good show, and you actually kind of get to see like the behind the scenes action of like what a magazine is like and like the drama and everything.
Yeah, I definitely need to watch that.
Yeah, Hannah, you would love it.
That it's going to be my new favorite reality TV show, as I have many. I honestly
I feel like everything
just
you watch is reality.
It is. It's the only thing I watch. It's my Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay.
Vanderpump Rules. Basically, Bravo and E! I have covered. You can ask me.
Are you a Housewives person?
Oh my gosh, yes. Housewives of New Jersey, Beverly Hills, and New York are my three favorites.
I like Beverly Hills the most.
I used to like them the most. Now I'm a big fan of New York.
Do you not watch Atlanta?
No.
Huh.
I've watched a few episodes, and it's just not my favorite of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah, so reality TV show is great. Watch So Cosmo. see Aiden's family friend. Another topic is that the Milan Fashion Week just happened, and at Missoni's fall show, the models and the audience were all given pussy hats to wear during the show, so it created almost like a mini Women's March as a fashion show. And I'm actually, speaking of Cosmo, reading this off of Cosmo. And it was just making a statement, and all of the people there were handed out a note that said, Angela Missoni communicates the femininity of our times, prepared to confront the conflicts and dilemmas of our contemporary society, the conditions, needs, and rights of all women and minorities. So, you know, fashion is a reflection of what's going on in society, and here is another example of it.
For sure. Okay, another plug. No, it's not a plug, but, like, Beauty and the Beast, the movie, comes out in 2 weeks, and I just wanted to say how excited I am to see it.
I'm so excited.
So, Hannah, if you want to come see, we're home when it comes out.
Yeah,
so.
My mom literally texted my sister and I in a group chat and was like, I want to see Beauty and the Beast with you girls, so we'll probably see it over spring break.
Yeah, no, it comes out on St. Patrick's Day, and we're home. That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
So we're home for that.
I was actually just at a talk, the VP of The VP of Disney Studios came to visit, and his name's Gil Henry, and he was talking about the Beauty and the Beast coming out, and he said that they expect it to be one of the top grossing, if not the most top grossing movies they've ever produced. So,
I mean, yeah, the original hasn't, I mean, the original came out in the 1990s, early 1990s.
Yeah. And I think Emma Watson's, like, the perfect person for it.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree.
So I'm really excited for that. And they seem to be doing this with other Disney movies.
No, Disney princess movies. They want to do it with The Little Mermaid, but I don't know how that's going to happen.
I know. But now there's all those Little Mermaid tales that people have been sporting in the water.
How do you, like...
It's underwater. The magic of Disney.
I don't know how.
It's like green screen.
Yeah, but...
They'll figure it out, I bet, and I bet it'll be amazing. They're also making a Mary Poppins.
Really?
Yeah, and it's basically, though, like, the children from Mary Poppins grown up. And that's all I really know, but it's coming out.
That's cool.
And I think, like, 2018. So they're obviously doing a trend with that. And I think it's a good idea because I think it pulls in many audiences, like our generation who grew up on Beauty and the Beast, and the younger generations. It's kind of like a everyone can go movie.
For sure.
So that's exciting.
Completely agree.
Tonight is also the Academy Awards. Will you be watching that?
100%.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I actually asked my boyfriend today, I go, oh, like, the Oscars are on tonight, and he goes, who's Oscar?
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, you know, win some, lose most. But, yeah, everyone watch tonight. The Academy Awards are the Oscars are on tonight, I think, at 8 o'clock.
So
La La Land is up for about all of them.
Yeah.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
So I saw it the other day, and I actually really enjoyed it. A lot of people said that the last 30 minutes are really weird. Maybe it's because, like, we have our film background, but I found them, like, the best part. Like, the last 30 minutes I found to be the best part of the film because it was really creative. It was kind of a plot twist, and... It made the movie more realistic, and it was obviously, like, well, afterwards I saw a video about kind of what inspired the film and the making of it, and it was inspired by the classic American musical movies such as Meet Me in St. Louis, with even the saturation of the coloring, the way the camera works with cranes, long shots were used.
Wait, did you just say St. Louis?
Yeah.
St. Louis?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
I don't know. Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh. You know what? I'm dumb. Sorry. Keep going.
I feel like this happens at least once every show.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it was a really good film. You know, Ryan Gosling, I loved in The Notebook. I loved him here. Emma Stone was just so cute, and you could see that she, or you at least felt like she really loved him in the film. So it was a really nice movie, and I recommend it for you all. And a bunch of, I mean, some of the other movies that are up for awards are Moonlight, Fences, Figures, Hidden Figures.
I heard Moonlight's really good too. Yeah. I need to watch that.
Yeah, they actually had a viewing of that here at Lafayette, and I didn't really know what it was, but...
Wait, did you go?
No. But, like, I didn't know it was up for awards this year. I don't know. They didn't really advertise it that well, I think so.
Oh.
But I would have if I had known it was up for a nomination.
Yeah.
Manchester by the Sea. Supposedly that's, like,
actually, no, my mom
ever.
Didn't like it at all.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know
people
why.
People are just saying it's just purely depressing.
Yeah, I need to see that. I'm, like, weird. All the ones that get, like, huge Oscar nominations, I don't see.
I know.
It's really same. Weird. And I haven't heard
because
of them.
Because we see dumb movies, honestly.
And then, like, but they win all these awards, and then they become popular.
Yeah, I agree. It usually takes a little more time.
Yeah.
Also, we just don't go to the movie theater that much. And going to the movie theater actually the other day was really nice. And I think seeing La La Land in theater was the way to see it.
Yeah.
So, that's fun. Another thing they're talking about with the Academy Awards, according to Sunday Review in the New York Times, that these movies all show kind of like a different perspective of America, and it's more about like the different individuals that make up the greater whole and diversity, when the Academy Awards used to really pick out movies that would define the films, define America rather, such as Saving Private Ryan and Forrest Gump. So obviously, the movie world's changing. It's becoming more revolutionary. I'm sure tonight there's also going to be a lot of political speeches made.
Oh, yeah.
So that will be interesting. And those always have some effect on the world and start a conversation and gain lots of publicity. So we'll see.
All right, Hannah, I have a few quotes that people didn't want to call in with. Okay. But have questions to ask us and want our opinions.
Okay.
So I have one. I was in a relationship that lasted 1 year. We broke up last semester and did not speak for a month. We then started talking again and we continued to hook up, but I realized it was a bad idea. I told him that I liked someone else and that we should not talk anymore, but he freaked out. How do I calm him down?
Okay. Well, mistakes have already been made by going back, but of course everyone always goes back, so can't help that. I think the only way to calm him down really is just to give him space and time. Right now he's probably kind of in a crazy state and, you know, he's obviously emotionally affected. So the best way to calm him down is maybe just have one deep conversation with him, saying like the reality, and then just backing away and not giving in to him and not making it seem like there could possibly be something, because by doing that you're just leading him along and then he starts creating a storyline that you don't want to be a part of.
Completely agree. So I agree with that, it was a bad idea to go back once you broke up.
But they all do.
They all do. But I think that you, like, I agree with what Hannah said. You kind of just have to give it some space, some time, and just let them calm down and realize on their own that they need to move on.
Mm-hmm. Another one?
Second quote. I want to avoid my ex, but I go to a small school. How do I remain civil with him but keep my distance?
Ah, the classic Lafayette College dilemma. Being in a small school, you actually see the same people every day you go, every single day. It's impossible. I guess the best way is just to say hi. That's being civil enough, I think, when it comes to exes. You know, you don't need to be friends with your ex at all. It's okay. I think also most colleges, including ours, is big enough where even though you might see them a lot, you don't need to associate yourself with that person. There's definitely ways to ignore them. I just think saying a friendly hi, walking away, is all you need to do to keep enough distance. And maybe try to figure out, like, where the ex isn't going to be. Like, oh, he never goes to Mojo. Let's just eat there.
I completely agree. But I feel like, at the same time, this situation kind of makes people not want to look into other relationships at school, which is hard, you know? Like, they feel obligated to not be with someone else because it's awkward. But at the same time, I mean, you might not be civil with them, and you might not be civil with them right away. It takes time to get on that level of just being friends, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You're not going to just go from dating or being together with someone one day and the next day be, like, friendly, but just not on, like, the romantic level. It just doesn't work like that. Another thing, just give it time. And if you aren't, like, the best of friends, and if you aren't civil, like, that's okay. Like, they're your ex for a reason. That's how I look at
it. Yeah, I agree. And if anyone else listening has any issues, call in to 610-330-5316. We love getting calls and discussing your issues. Yeah, I mean, I actually have a lot to say about exes right now. Not that I'm going through a breakup at all, just a lot of our friends are. And so with that, there has come up some issues that, you know, why not discuss on the show in general? Because I think a lot of people go through the same issues when breaking up with someone. So, like, first of all, I feel like there's a process when breaking up with a boy, especially when you go to the same school with them. It's never just like, hey, we had a conversation and it's over. In any case I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's always drama. There's always back and forth. So I feel like the process that I think there's a process that is common, and then there's a correct process to go about it that's often a lot harder. So, I mean, every case is different, though. But from what I see, it's like, you know, the relationship is, first of all, always a rocky one when they're breaking up, of course. And usually there's still feelings, and I think a lot of people don't want to be alone.
I mean, it's a transition, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, you just have to, though. It's like, you know what? When you're breaking up with someone, you have to think about the long term. And you might as well get started on it now if you're having such a rocky relationship. Mm-hmm. But usually what happens is people break up, and then that night, by the end of the night, they're like, oh, I miss you. Like, I want you back. Let's get back together. And everyone sees it. Everyone knows it's a bad relationship because you guys do things to each other. You guys are fighting. And you just don't want to be alone. So then you call them, or you still have some feelings for them, and you get back together for a little while, and then something else happens, and then you break up again, and then something else. And then it's like, okay, we're not going to be dating, but we're going to be, like, talking still. And then you guys, like, meet up secretly and yada yada, and it's just a cycle. And it's really important to, I think, initiate yourself when you don't think you're being treated right and break the cycle.
I agree. Completely agree. I just
think, and walk away.
Obviously, being with someone for a long time, well, it's different situation for
different
friends. But there's a person that was with someone for a long time, and they just ended things. But in that situation, it obviously takes a while to adjust to talking to, like, the same person every single day, to not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, that's just something like time can fix too.
I agree. And you know, yeah, with like the long-term friend, it's also just, you have to think, or in any relationship really, like, am I being treated correctly? Am I being treated the way I think I deserve to be? If I am, yes, I'll stay with him. If I think I could be getting better, if I think I'm feeling down half the time because of it, if I think my relationship is dragging me to a place I don't want to be, if it's making me emotionally unstable or self-conscious or not confident, then I need to just walk away because I deserve better. And it might not be today, and it might not be tomorrow, or it might not be next month, but like one day I will have someone who treats me so much better, and I will look back on this relationship and be like, why was I even in this? It will just seem so small. And every relationship is a learning, is a lesson, and I think that one day it will be seen like that, but right now it's hard to walk away. And you think about the short term, like, oh, I won't be able to text the person. Oh, I won't be able to, like, just,
trust
like,
me,
go
that's
hang
not
out.
Your biggest problem in life.
But, yeah, that is not your biggest problem in life, and you can be picked up so quickly by people, yeah. Okay? Everyone's looking to be in a relationship.
Very true.
So, that's one point. But, like, the common question comes, when should you break up with the person? Like, what do you think are some of the red flags?
So, I have an actually different viewpoint than a lot of people on this topic. Only because I'm really not, after being in a verbally abusive relationship for 2.5 years, I kind of just don't really have patience with people that don't, like, treat other people the right way. And, like, I can see that now because I went through it. So when people do something, like, to someone else for, like, the first time, it's like, okay, like, whatever, try to ignore it. But if it happens, like, multiple times, like, over and over again.
It's a pattern.
In a span. It's, like, it's not going to get better. Like, this is who this person is. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to realize it before the relationship drags on and becomes more toxic than it actually is. But I feel like a lot of people, not even offhand, I bet other colleges too, just hold on to their boyfriend or girlfriend, thinking that they're the best for them, even though in reality it's just making their life worse.
I agree. There's a famous quote by the late Maya Angelou.
The late Maya Angelou.
Well, she said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And I think that is such a true and wise quote to live by. You know, like, when someone shows that they are mean to you and they aren't respecting you, you need to believe them and say, you know what, that's who they are, and they're not going to change, because the right person won't treat you like that.
Yep.
And I think also what happens a lot in relationships are, people, like, treat, like, I feel like if someone's in a relationship, they're supposed to be nicer than, like, one of your best friends. And if your best friends aren't treating you one way, aka badly, but your boyfriend or girlfriend is, then why are you with them? You know, like,
yeah,
that's not how you would treat a friend, so why would you treat your boyfriend or girlfriend that way? Very odd.
Completely agree.
Have the self-confidence to stand up for yourself. Yeah, and look for those patterns and realize, like, this is what's actually happening. Don't be delusional about it.
It's hard, though, because
it's really hard.
Some people, too, are, they're not hesitant to say, like, I know this is a bad relationship, but I love this person, but I still have feelings for this person.
But I'm like, how could you love someone like that?
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a relationship with them for a long time and, like, this is, like, what you're used to, it's, like, you know, the quote, like, it's all they've ever known, like, whatever. Like, that's all they really know. And mm-hmm. It just, like, takes someone to give them a wake-up call.
Yeah. I know. I think sometimes it just takes walking away and looking at it from an outside perspective.
Yep. Completely agree.
So, in more current events, Trump has declined to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner on April 29th.
Why?
And this is an event that basically, it happens every year. Presidents never miss it. The one president that missed it was Reagan because he was shot. And he still sent in a video with comments about it, supporting it. And this dinner raises money for journalism scholarships, and it's attended by presidents, journalists, celebrities, and Washington insiders. And Trump refuses to attend it because he doesn't support the media and what they've been saying. And was it yesterday? So Friday, he tweeted, "The fake news media, in parentheses, failing, New York Times, CNN, NBC News, CBS, and ABC is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people." And in response to this, basically, the people that run the dinner are just like, we are still going to have this dinner, and rejecting the media is a bad idea. If anything, it's the friend of American people. And I agree with that. You know, these news medias and these media outlets are constantly looking for the story and the truth, and they're the people that keep the country balanced and inform the American people, and I highly respect them. And I feel like we're both people that want to be in the industry one day, so I think what Trump is saying is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't agree
with
it.
In this case.
I mean, as much as he doesn't like the media or whatever,
it's also raising money for a foundation.
But it's, like, also the future of the country, and he needs to, like, realize that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's no changing that. Like, it's only going to increase. Like, this is just, like, what our society is. Gets run by media.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, you know, once the media is taken away, that's when countries really start falling under the power of, like, a dictator.
Yeah.
And that's scary. So I don't think that will happen in our country. And the American people will continue to decline that. And I'm not really saying any of my political views by doing this. It's just, in this case, I'm like, what? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Enough with the tweeting. Maybe listen to the media and what they're saying and find a common ground.
I agree. Any other topics?
So, I guess Uber right now is having some issues because it basically has been called out by a former employee named Susan Fowler for being sexist.
What?
Yeah, the company is supposedly sexist. She wrote a blog post about it, and now people are deleting their app. And if they mention that is one of the reasons, they've been getting notes saying, like, we're hurt by what you're saying. That is not what our company stands for and not what we do. And the New York Times, after that, published a story in which other Uber employees described homophobic slurs in the workplace, managers who threaten violence and sexual assault. This is from CNN. So Uber is having a lot of companies between homophobia, violence, sexual assault, sexism. It's not doing well. And now there is a viral campaign on Twitter saying hashtag delete Uber. I personally won't, because
I use Uber all the time.
I use Uber and rely on Uber all the time because I don't have a car. But if these allegations are found to be true, that's really disgusting. and sad. And honestly, I'm surprised for a company like Uber, because to me, they seem so to be like more on the forward track of the world.
Also, I just remember this, and I meant to put it on my topic sheet, but Tyga supposedly wants to propose to Kylie Jenner.
Is that true?
Yeah. And her family is, like, telling him, like, no, because she's 19.
That would be so gross. They have been
they've been together for a while.
Yeah, good
but
for them.
But she's also 19.
But yeah, no.
Like, she has her own house, right?
Yeah, no, she's, like, a very mature 19-year-old. But, come on.
It's because of fame, though.
Yes. That's definitely ridiculous. And if that's true, so gross. I hope she doesn't. Although they have been together for a pretty long time for a relationship like this. I mean, no one thought they'd last. He's older. He has a kid with Blac Chyna, who's on again and off again engaged with her stepbrother. Yep. So, pretty gross.
The whole family's crazy.
Or half-brother. Sorry.
It's coming back on, though. March 5th or March 12th.
I know, I'm so excited.
It's one of them.
I'm so excited.
And supposedly one of the first episodes is about
the robbery.
Yes.
Yes. Been waiting for the details on that for a while. I think it's going to be a lot.
Lot of people are going to watch it because they want to hear her opinion. Yeah.
I mean, that's the way the reality shows are still able to work. It's like, you know, in a way, we hear so much about the Kardashians from everything they put out there to everything people find out about them. So it's almost like I know what the show is going to cover before it comes out, but the show still gives a rhetoric that we aren't given any other way unless we watch it. Like, it still gives their a more personal side than any other outlet. And if it, you know, if they were already giving out those interviews, then no one would watch the show. But they leave those details for the show to cover. And that's why I love it. Another topic is The Bachelor.
Oh, God.
Every Monday. My family friend saw Corinne, the most famous
Wait,
one.
Are you serious?
Most talked about one.
Where?
In Florida? The airport. Yep, at the Florida airport. And later on, she Instagrammed, like, oh my God, my travel schedule is crazy right now. And my family friend's a huge fan of The Bachelor, so she had to go up and talk to Corinne for a little
while. Did she really?
Yeah, and she said she's so nice.
So, did she clearly not win?
I don't know.
Huh. I heard
it was
that
taped a few months ago.
I know, but I heard that the winners, I don't think she won then.
Yeah.
Because I heard that the winners aren't allowed to be in public until.
What?
The girl winner is allowed to be. Yeah, there's like a rule or something until it's announced.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, was she kicked off?
Not yet, but the rose ceremony's tomorrow, and I think he's kicking off one or two people.
Okay.
It's definitely. I think the two are going to be Raven and Vanessa.
Okay, how could it be Raven? Raven?
Okay, well, it's not Rachel, because Rachel is the Bachelorette next season.
How do you know?
They already announced it. Where have you been?
I don't know.
Do you know who Rachel? You know Rachel. Rachel's the Bachelorette next season. It's the first African-American Bachelorette.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, so it's kind of annoying, though, how they announced that before the season was over, because we know now that she didn't win, so it's in between three of them.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's going to be between Raven and Vanessa.
Yeah.
Even though I still think
Vanessa's
going to
win. Same.
Called that from literally the first episode, but it's fine.
She's the most put together and mature one, and you know he's in his 30s. This guy's pretty
old. He's 36.
For a bachelor. Yeah,
but like, that's the reason why I don't think Corinne's gonna win, because Corinne's 24.
Yeah,
23,
it's just
24.
Way too big of a.
It's like 12
gap.
Years. It's a long.
And she's pretty immature, so that makes it bigger.
Yeah, she's also so young to get married.
Mm-hmm. I know. Like, I don't like. That's literally us in 3 years.
Yeah, no.
If we're on The Bachelor. And that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure she did it to try to, you know, push forward her career.
Oh, yeah.
People do that all the time. She did have a modeling career. And,
wait, modeling? I thought she ran a...
Well, she does, but she also did some modeling.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any other topics?
I don't. Do you?
Nope.
All right.
That's all we have for tonight.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. And it'll be our last show next Sunday before spring break.
Yep.
So make sure you tune in, listen, call.
Enjoy our voices for 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay. So you just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Bye, everyone.
Night.